The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from the Lighthouse for the Blind .org in Seattle, that's lhblind.org, Leadership Transition at the Lighthouse for the Blind, Inc. Article by Adrienne Edmondson, posted July 23rd. After 5.5 successful years at the helm, George Abbott will be stepping down from his role as president and CEO of the Lighthouse for the Blind Incorporated. George's tenure has been marked by steady leadership during an extraordinary period of global disruption and organizational growth. From navigating the COVID-19 pandemic to overcoming complex supply chain challenges, George has helped guide the Lighthouse with integrity, innovation, and a deep commitment to our mission of empowering people who are blind, deafblind, and blind with other disabilities. We are deeply grateful to George for his vision and contributions. His leadership leaves a strong foundation on which we will continue to build. Effective immediately, Pat O'Hara, O'Hara, will serve as interim president and CEO. Pat has been a member of the Lighthouse team since 2005 and has served as chief operating officer since 2019. His long-standing commitment to the organization, operational expertise, and deep understanding of our community will make him exceptionally well-positioned to lead during this period of transition. The Board of Trustees will be reviewing internal talent and options for leadership, but has not begun a formal selection process at this time. Supporting Pat during this transition is Sean Dobbs, Senior Vice President of Administration, who has been with the Lighthouse since 2012. Sean will take on expanded responsibilities during this time and will play an instrumental role in ensuring continuity and organizational stability. With his broad experience across administrative functions and a strong track record of leadership, Sean's involvement will help ensure that the Lighthouse remains focused on its strategic goals and daily operations alike. As we move through this transition, we remain as committed as ever to our mission and to the community we serve. The strength of the Lighthouse lies in the passion, talent, and dedication of its people, and we are confident in the leadership team's ability to guide us into this next chapter with care and clarity. We thank George for his lasting impact and extend our full support to Pat and Sean as they lead us forward. Next up, from speak4.app, that's S-P-E-A-K number 4.app, ACB urges members to contact their Congress members and ask them to co-sponsor H.R. 3990 and S-2071, the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act. The Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA, has been reintroduced into the House of Representatives and Senate to provide assistance and relief for survivors of natural disasters, emergencies, and other events. House Resolution 3990 and Senate 2071 will provide essential resources, medical care, and employment coverage for survivors. This funding is essential to protect the effectiveness and efficiency of Medicaid, specifically for disaster and emergency victims. The Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, introduced by Representative Jimmy Panetta, P-A-N-E-T-T-A, Democrat of California, and Senator Richard Blumenthal, B-L-U-M-E-N-T-H-A-L, Democrat, Connecticut, ensures that Medicaid recipients can continue to receive medical services even after being displaced across state or county lines during a major disaster. Historically, people who are pushed from their neighborhoods and even their states after a natural disaster must then contend with reapplying for new services in the place they relocate to. While reapplying for services, the person is left indefinitely without vital health services. This bill will provide a continuity of care when the Medicaid recipient is unexpectedly displaced because of a disaster. From Democrats-EdWorkforce.House.gov, bipartisan, bicameral group of lawmakers introduced bill to end sub-minimum wages for workers with disabilities, posted July 24th. Today, Ranking Member Robert C. Bobby Scott, Democrat, Virginia, District 3, House Committee on Education and Workforce, Representative Pete Sessions, Republican, Texas, District 17, Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat, Maryland, and Senator Steve Daines, Republican, Montana, introduced the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act. This is a bipartisan, bicameral proposal which would phase out the use of sub-minimum wages for workers with disabilities and help transition them into fully integrated, competitive employment. Under Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act, workers with disabilities can legally be paid far below the federal minimum wage, sometimes less than $1 an hour. This bill ends that practice over 5 years, invests $300 million in state and local transition efforts, and ensures all workers with disabilities can earn fair wages and work alongside their peers. Currently, nearly 40,000 people with disabilities are still employed under this policy. This legislation ensures they are no longer left behind in our workforce and brings federal labor law into alignment with the goals of the Americans with Disabilities Act. It is long past time for Congress to phase out the subminimum wage for workers with disabilities and expand access to fulfilling employment and economic self-sufficiency. By fostering collaboration between employers and service providers, this bipartisan legislation makes it clear that not only it is possible but beneficial to invest in fully integrated and competitive jobs for people with disabilities. We must take this next step to ensure that every worker can succeed in the workplace and earn a fair wage, said Ranking Member Scott. Disabled Americans deserve the opportunity to compete and succeed in today's workforce. Unfortunately, sub-minimum wage practices continue to unfairly prevent many individuals from earning the full value of their contributions and prevent disabled individuals from retaining necessary benefits should they receive a promotion. I am proud to be an original co-sponsor of the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act, which ends these practices and encourages disabled Americans to fully participate in our workforce without constraints. While this is an important step, there is still much work to be done to build a competitive and fair workforce. I remain committed to continuing this fight, said Representative Sessions. Americans with disabilities deserve fair pay for their work, but the subminimum wage has denied far too many people with disabilities that promise for far too long. This bipartisan legislation puts an end to that unjust practice nationwide and invests in opportunities for workers with disabilities to strengthen their economic independence, said Senator Van Hollen. Those with disabilities contribute in valuable ways to our communities. There is dignity and hope in work, and they should never be underpaid simply because they live with a disability. I'm proud to work with my colleagues to end this discriminatory practice and ensure fair pay to those with disabilities in the workforce, said Senator Daines. The Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act. Create a competitive state grant program to assist states with transitioning all 14C certificate holders to models that support competitive integrated employment for individuals with disabilities, and ensuring the availability of wraparound services needed to support individuals as they move into competitive integrated employment. States will be able to apply for these transformation grants and must establish an advisory committee that includes key stakeholders, including employers, organizations specializing in employment for individuals with disabilities, Medicaid agencies, Ability One contractors, individuals with disabilities and their families, and vocational rehabilitation agencies. States that successfully complete a grant will be eligible to receive a 25% increase in the allotment for supported employment for individuals with the most significant disabilities. Create a competitive grant program for current 14C certificate holders, which are located in states that do not apply for the state grant, to transition their business models to support individuals with disabilities in competitive integrated employment. immediately freeze the issuance of any new 14C certificates by the DOL and phase out the use of existing 14C certificates over 5 years until employees are paid at least the federal minimum wage. Establish a technical assistance, TA, center to support all entities, even those not receiving the transformation grants, to transition to competitive integrated employment. The TA Center, which will be funded by DOL, is tasked with disseminating information about best practices, lessons learned, and models for transition to all entities transitioning to competitive integrated employment. Require reporting and evaluation on the progress of creating and expanding the service delivery structure to support workers with disabilities in competitive integrated settings and the inclusive wraparound services they receive when not working. States and 14C certificate holders will also be required to report on their grant activities, evaluate changes in employment for individuals with disabilities, report average wage information, and evaluate employer actions taken to comply with the phase-out of 14C and transformation grants. The Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act is supported by Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, ASAN, Melwood, the Association of People Supporting Employment First, APS, National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Association of University Centers on Disabilities, AUCD, National Council on Independent Living, NCIL, National Disability Rights Network, NDRN, Microsoft, Alliance for Expanding America's Workforce, National Down Syndrome Society, NDSS, Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund, DREDF, Council of State Administrators of Vocational Rehabilitation, CSAVR, CEO Commission for Disability Employment, Applied Self-Direction, Spina Bifida Association, Center for Law and Social Policy, CLASP, National Organization on Disability, Communication First, United Spinal Association, ANCOR, National Employment Law Project, NELP, American Association of People with Disabilities, American Council of the Blind, ACB, Allies for Independence, National Association of Councils of Developmental Disabilities, NACDD, Source America, National Down Syndrome Congress, NDSC, Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA, National Association of the Deaf, NAD, Autism Society of America, Association of Programs for Rural Independent Living, APRIL, National Industries for the Blind, and American Association of Retired Persons, AARP. For the bill text of the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act, click on the hot link. For a fact sheet on the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act, click on that link. For a section-by-section of the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act, click on the next hot link. The press contact is Democratic Press Office, 202-226-0853. Here is an announcement and a call for participants from the 41st Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, March 9-13, 2026, at the Anaheim Marriott. The website is conference.csun.at. Opportunities to engage. Join us at the forefront of the assistive technology and accessibility community at the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This premier event connects over 4,500 professionals, researchers, practitioners, educators, government representatives, end users, and other attendees eager to network, share insights, and drive inclusive innovation. Why participate? Participating at the CSUN AT Conference provides unparalleled opportunities to showcase your commitment to accessibility and disability inclusion while achieving your business objectives. Explore our exclusive sponsorships, exhibiting opportunities, and tailored marketing options designed to elevate your presence at the CSUN AT Conference. Sponsorship opportunities. Become a sponsor and seize unique opportunities to engage directly with conference participants. Demonstrate your steadfast commitment to fostering inclusion for individuals with disabilities by leveraging a platform to amplify your organization's mission and values. Join a distinguished group of sponsors who lead by example in the assistive technology, accessibility, and disability sectors. Benefits of sponsorship. Access unique packages designed to foster meaningful connections and collaborative visions. Customize your brand's visibility with flexible opportunities tailored to your specific needs. Receive complimentary conference registrations to maximize your team's involvement. Showcase your brand prominently with logo placement across the conference website, printed materials, and on-site signage. Gain additional exposure with a complimentary advertisement in the conference program. Include your promotional materials in every attendee's conference tote bag with a complimentary bag insert. Explore exclusive options for private function space and additional advertising opportunities. Complimentary opportunity to participate in the inaugural job fair. Download the 2026 Sponsorship Opportunities Brochure PDF file at the hot link. Contact us at conference@csun.edu for more information about sponsorship opportunities. Exhibiting opportunities. As it enters its 41st year, the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference invites exhibitors to showcase innovative, cutting-edge assistive technologies, products, and services to thousands of engaged conference attendees and the general public. Secure your spot in the exhibit hall to connect directly with your target audience, generate leads, and enhance your company's profile. Benefits of exhibiting. Showcase your products and services. Connect face-to-face with attendees, the community, and industry leaders. Gain insights into the latest assistive technologies. Receive complimentary conference registrations. Take advantage of discounted advertising, marketing, and function space. Complimentary opportunity to participate in the CSUN ATC job fair. Secure your exhibit booth. Exhibit booth registration for the 2026 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference is now open. Reserve your space early as the exhibit hall fills up quickly. Please follow the step-by-step instructions below to secure your exhibit booth for 2026. Number 1, review the CSUN ATC26 Exhibitor Information Brochure PDF at the hot link. To learn about booth package options, pricing, and benefits to help you identify the package that best fits your needs. Number 2, complete the CSUN ATC26 exhibitor application. Accept the terms and conditions and select the type and number of booths you want to book. Number 3, upon approval of your application, you will be emailed the current exhibit hall floor plan, which indicates the available booths. Please respond to the email with your top 3 booth location choices in priority order. Number 4, based on the availability of your choices, your spaces will be reserved. Number 5, once a booth location has been reserved, you will receive an invoice with payment instructions. Number 6, submit payment within 5 business days of the invoice. Credit cards, ACH, and wire transfers are the only accepted forms of payment. No bitcoins. Aw. Number 7, after the payment has been received and processed, you will be confirmed as an exhibitor for CSUN ATC 26. Number 8, access to the exhibitor portal, which includes additional information such as the exhibitor checklist, exhibitor services kit, and marketing opportunities, will be emailed when it becomes available. Contact us at conference@csun.edu for more information about exhibiting. Marketing opportunities. Enhance your brand presence and maximize impact at this 2026 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference with strategic marketing options tailored to your goals. Conference program advertising. Secure a full-page color advertisement in the conference program and reach all conference presenters, exhibitors, and attendees. The conference program is distributed in every conference tote bag. Download the CSUN ATC26 advertising information PDF file at the hot link. Conference bag insert. Include your promotional item in every conference tote bag distributed to all presenters, exhibitors, and attendees, ensuring maximum visibility. Download the CSUN ATC26 Conference Bag Insert Information PDF at the hot link. Function space. Reserve dedicated space to host unique functions, meetings, or networking events tailored to your needs. Availability is limited. Prioritize your booking today. Download the CSUN ATC26 Function Space Request Form PDF file at the hot link. From the Foundation Fighting Blindness.org Beacon Stories, Shifting Perspectives One Video at a Time. For Natasha Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L, embracing life in black and white has opened a world of opportunity, not only for herself, but for millions watching her story unfold. At 27 years old, Natasha is a content creator with more than 1.3 million followers on TikTok alone. Known for her candid, creative, and often humorous videos about living with achromatopsia, a rare inherited retinal condition that causes complete color blindness, light sensitivity, and low visual acuity. That's spelled A-C-H-R-O-M-A-T-O-P-S-I-A. From black and white makeup tutorials to fashion hauls filmed through her unique lens, Natasha uses her platform to educate, advocate, and entertain, all while shining a light on what it means to live with a visual impairment. "I've never seen color before," says Natasha. "So that's why I post my videos in black and white, so people can feel like they're seeing the world through my eyes." Born in Ukraine and adopted by an American family at 2.5 years old, Natasha grew up in Alabama and Tennessee. Her parents noticed something different about her vision early on, but it wasn't until middle school, after moving to Tennessee, that a retina specialist confirmed her diagnosis of achromatopsia through genetic testing. That diagnosis allowed her to receive the educational support she needed, including an individualized education program, IEP. But more than that, it marked the beginning of a lifelong journey toward self-acceptance and advocacy. "When I was a kid, I wouldn't have called myself blind or disabled," recalls Natasha. "I knew I was different, but I just wanted to fit in." That desire to blend in eventually gave way to a bold confidence, especially in high school when she was voted best eyes in the senior yearbook, while wearing her sunglasses in the photo. That iconic moment helped Natasha begin embracing her uniqueness. In college, she began learning how to advocate for herself and others, eventually earning a degree in history and education. Though she never imagined herself as a content creator, a spontaneous decision to post a video during the summer before her senior year of college changed everything. "I was bored at home and decided to start making videos," says Natasha. "I honestly never set out to be a creator. I just wanted to share about my blindness." Her first video about her achromatopsia featured a color-identifying app, quickly followed by a makeup tutorial that showed how she applies products without seeing color. That authentic video struck a chord and went viral. By 2022, Natasha had left her day job, signed with a talent agency, and began creating full-time. Today, Natasha's social media is not just a creative outlet. It's a platform for change. She's collaborated with many brands like Crayola, Urban Decay, and NASA, as always with accessibility at the forefront. But it's her videos about disability advocacy and education that mean the most to her. "I want to infiltrate these industries and make the world a more accessible with my content," says Natasha. "In everything I create and all the brands I work with, I always have accessibility in mind." Natasha is also an active member of the Achromatopsia Facebook group, where people around the world connect to share experiences, resources, and encouragement. For those newly diagnosed, she emphasizes the importance of finding community, whether through support groups or following disabled creators online, and encourages people to reach out, ask questions, and remember they're not alone. Like anyone putting themselves out there, Natasha has faced her share of challenges online, but through it all, she's discovered that authenticity is her greatest strength and the key to building a community that not only follows her but stands with her. I'm glad I was confident when I started posting, says Natasha. The internet can be harsh, but by being myself, I've built a loyal community that supports me. Natasha wants others to know that living with blindness or low vision doesn't mean living without joy. People assume not seeing color is depressing, says Natasha, but I love the way I see the world. I enjoy colorful things differently, and that doesn't diminish the experience. Her message is grounded in the social model of disability, the idea that barriers are created by society, not individuals. You're not the problem. Society is, says Natasha. And that reframing can be really powerful. It feels good to know I've been able to channel my content into something so positive and helpful. As Natasha continues to create, educate, and connect, her message is clear. Disability is not a limitation. It's a different perspective, and there's so much strength in sharing it. This Beacon Story is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. From AFB.org, the 2025 AFB Leadership Conference, Leading Together, Leveraging Change to Advance Our Vision. Crystal Gateway Marriott Hotel in Arlington, Virginia, November 12th through 14th. Join us for the 2025 American Foundation for the Blind Leadership Conference, AFBLC, which will be held at the Crystal Gateway Marriott Hotel in Arlington, Virginia from November 12 to 14. This year's conference theme is Leading Together, Leveraging Change to Advance Our Vision. The focus of the conference will be built on the dynamic reality that has been ensconced in our community in recent years. From the rapidly expanding fiscal austerity that has dramatically impacted legacy programs and institutions, to the seismic societal shift brought by artificial intelligence and other technologies, our world has witnessed significant change. While headlines increasingly highlight a growing sense of disruption, AFB believes that by coming together, we can leverage this change in a manner that propels our mission forward for the next generation of thought leaders, scholars, and practitioners committed to creating a world of endless possibilities for people who are blind or have low vision. Register. Registration for AFBLC 2025 is now open. Visit the registration page to sign up, to attend, or become an exhibitor. Find more information about the conference at the hot link. Interested in sponsoring? Download the AFBLC 2025 sponsorship menu to learn more or email partners@afb.org with any questions. Program at a glance. The 2025 AFB Leadership Conference will bring together thought leaders, advocates, scholars, and practitioners, paving the way for positive change within the field of blindness and low vision. Key themes addressed in this year's conference will focus on leading during these rapidly changing times and exploring how innovative technologies like artificial intelligence continue to take center stage as services and tools are redefined. Get a quick overview of the program below or visit the detailed agenda at the hot link. Please check back soon for session speakers. Network. Join us the evening of November 12th for a special welcome reception hosted by AFB's Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness, JVIB. Take time to reconnect with colleagues and meet the scholars who are conducting leading research in the field. Attendees will have additional time to foster relationships throughout the event, including another special networking reception the evening of November 13th, when we will celebrate 25 years of AFB's Access World magazine. You can read more at afb.org, but I've run out of time for this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. This content is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities.